This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عملنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise due to Allah رب العالمين for His blessing, for His guidance, for His forgiveness. Inshallah, sisters and brothers, let us begin our class with the morning dua. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى طاعتك اللهم أدخلنا جنتك وجرنا من النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين We always remind ourselves to remember Allah and we try to remember Allah in the best way that we can so that Allah will remember us And when Allah remember us, He will protect us. He will forgive all our sins. And He is going to reward us with huge reward, inshallah. The important thing is to make sure that whatever we do, we are very sincere to Him. We are here to please Him. That's why we always say, Raditu billahi rabba. Raditu billahi rabba, sisters and the brothers, is here to remind us that we should always try to do things to please Allah. But until today, we have been tested. Many times we fail because we tend to please people more than Allah. What people say, we are worried. What Allah said, we are not worried. We want to make ourselves happy. We want to make our children happy. We forget how to make Allah happy. When you love the creation of Allah more than the creator, Allah itself, we will have a lot of problems in life. Allah is here to guide us, but we don't follow His guidance. That's why we always start our morning prayer by saying, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammad nabiyya. We always remind ourselves that, Oh Allah, make me among the people who please you, happy with you, Whatever you want us to do, we'll try our best to do it. That's how you make Allah happy. It's like how you make your parents happy. Just do things that parents want you to do. Like how we make our husband happy, just make them happy. You can ask them, how can I make you happy? They'll tell you. And the husband may want to make their wife happy. Also, they have to check how to make their wife happy. Yeah. It's not difficult, yeah, but just try our best. We have been asking Allah to make us people who please Him, but we are still failing until today because there are many things that we always want to do and we forget that whether it's pleasing Allah or not. Now, how to please Allah? Wabil Islami Deena. Allah sent down Islam as a guidance. We just follow the Islamic principle. Whatever is written in Islam, we act upon it and we do not entertain our culture, tradition that contradict Islam. That's all. Remember, Islam don't follow any one of us. Everybody must learn how to follow Islam. Now, to understand Islam, you cannot just read the Quran. The Quran is general command, order from Allah. The detail is from the Prophet. And that's why you say, وَبِ مُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا. Now, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِ مُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا is known to majority of the scholars of Quran and Sunnah, usul thalatha. Yeah, note it down. When people said usul thalatha, usul means the foundation, the basic. Thalatha, three basic foundation. When we die, Allah also will ask us, Ma Rabbuka, who is your Lord? Allah will ask, Ma Dinuka, what religion do you believe in? And Allah will ask also, Man Nabiyuka, who is your Prophet? These three basic questions will be asked by Allah. And that's why we always remind each other, Raditu Billahi Rabba wa Bil Islami Deena wa Bi Muhammadin Nabiyya. The reason we do that, brothers and sisters, just to remind us, don't forget to please Allah. Anything you want to do, you check whether it's against Allah's or not. If it's not against, that means you are pleasing Him. When you do something against Him, that means you are not pleasing Him. And we have the Quran and the Sunnah to guide us. Just check. If there is a dalil, alhamdulillah. When there is no proof, reference from the book of Allah and the saying of the Prophet, we all, student of knowledge, immediately know that this is purely opinion. Very easy. If there is a reference from the book of Allah and the hadith, this is Islam. One that is not there, that means this is opinion. Now, how to take care of our iman before we die? Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us, wal asri innal insana lafi khusrin, a surah that majority of us have memorized, telling us about majority of us will end as a loser. You know, why we become a loser? Even we try to do a lot of things, we can still end as a loser. إِلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَةِ. Why we are loser? We have been learning, but there's no change in us. We are still a loser. We learn, but no changes. When come to reality, we please people to displease Allah. We still go back to square one. But do we learn? Yes. How many classes? Many. 5-7 classes per week. Alhamdulillah. How about your changes? Trying. Yeah. Just an example. That means something is very wrong with our intention. Our intention is not to change. And when you don't change, brother and sister, you create fitna to yourself. Because our children look at us. If the wife is attending, our husband may look at us. There's no changes in you. You become more aggressive than before. Then they say, what are you learning? I don't think the Ustaz is guiding all of you. You become very judgmental and go home and bang, bang, bang all your children. What is this? You must learn how to handle them. Talk to them. I shared with all of you that what to do. A page a day. Remember that? A page a day. Alhamdulillah. I hope at least you have gone to 14 pages. No? 2 weeks gone. We are worried to our sisters and brothers, as we age, we know we are not that active anymore. As we age, a lot of things slow down. So we do not want to end as a loser. We hope that the bad things slow down, but the good thing increase. Increase in righteous deeds. Increase in our zikir, we remember Allah more. Increase in reciting the book of Allah, we increase in that area. Increase in our sadaqah, in our charity, we increase in that manner. Allah said, by time all of us will end as a loser except the true believers who act upon their belief. Allazina amanu wa amilu salihat. Illa allazina amanu wa amilu salihat. I think we have done that. That part, I believe majority of us have done, because it's for yourself. You believe, you act upon what you believe. But two more, we are still struggling. Watawasaw bilhaq. Watawasaw bilhaq means, when you have changed, you become better, you must make sure you convey the knowledge, share the knowledge, and pass down the knowledge to others. Starting from your close family, your children, example. You cannot excuse yourself and delay anymore. We have been delaying, talking to our children, tell them the do and don't, and we keep on delaying. We will regret. Any time you have the opportunity to talk to your children, talk. But use the best approach. Don't attack them. Don't be judgmental to them. Share with them your knowledge. And check. Ask them how they feel. What do they think? Children today is not like our time. Our time, we just listen. No. Our parents say, don't ask, just listen. One-way communication. Today, you have two-way communication. Sometimes 3 ways, 4 ways, so many ways. Sometimes you say, if I fail to convince my children, I must plan as soon as possible to engage other people to help, for help. No more time to waste. You see, our enemy never waste their time. They keep on planning. They fail this, they move to another strategy. Never stop. They come up with all this program, all the IT. You see, you look at the movement of the technology. From iPhone, iPhone 4, 4 plus, 5, 5 plus, 6, 6 plus, 7, never stop to make us become more busy and more busy and more busy. And we forget all the good things that we can do. They keep on making our children busy and busy further and further. This is part of the strategy to make us abandon the deen without we realizing. So we have to engage people as soon as possible. And some children, alhamdulillah, we give them a lot of education. And now they go global, international education. They don't want to speak Malay anymore. English. Then you must engage English-speaking people. You don't go engage the Malay. They say, he's backward. I don't want to talk to these kind of people. They don't understand. The wavelength is not the same. We are talking IT. They are talking 1,000 years ago matters. No. Example. We must act fast before it's too late. The best way to save our iman, brothers and sisters, and the best way for us to look for references is what Allah said. I quote again so that before we continue. Allah knows that we all love to follow. Easy to follow than to be a leader. It's good to be a good follower. So Allah said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوًا. And Allah continued, وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَرْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. In Surah Tawbah, verses 100. Surah Tawbah, verses 100. In this ayah, Allah is telling us the first to embrace Islam, the first to embrace Islam among the Muhajirin and the Ansar. Meaning the first group of people who accept Islam are the people who live in Mecca. Because the Prophet was born in Mecca, he was appointed by Allah from Mecca time, and the Wahyu was revealed in Mecca in the beginning. So the Meccans, Muhajirin, was given priority by Allah. Muhajirin wal Ansar follow up with the people of Medina. Both is the best, but the one that Allah gave priority is the people of Mecca. Why? Because the people of Mecca is exposed to the aqidah of Islam and the adab of Islam before anything. All the hukum, the lur, do and don't, was revealed in Medina more than in Mecca. Mecca is character building. And reinforced the iman to have the right understanding how to believe in Allah and how to believe in Al-Akhirah. Because an akhirah is the day of judgment. You receive all the reward, everything there. So you must prepare yourself. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. And Allah continue. If Allah stopped there, we are all gone. Allah continue. And whoever follow them, if you want to follow, follow them. Because they're the best generation, the closest to the Prophet ﷺ. Normally, if you cannot get close to someone that is so important, if you get close to their friend, is good. That is good enough, because they will help you to get close. Why Allah said you should follow them? And also Allah confirmed, and those who follow them, what do they gain? What do they get in return? Radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. Allah is so pleased with them because they always please Allah. Whoever follow them, they will also be pleasing Allah. This generation is very unique. That's why the Prophet said, nobody can compare their faith, their contribution to Islam, to this first group of Muslims. Nobody. Where everything is against Islam, they stand for Islam. Surrounded by 90% of enemy, but they stand strong. They never give up. Whatever property Allah give, Khadija, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Abu Bakr, they make use of the wealth to defend Islam. by helping the poor, the needy, then people start to support them, say they are good people. It's like in India, we have a friend who just came and shared with us, you know, thing is changing. They become more hostile toward us. But the Muslim is not there to fight anymore. Because we are minority, if you keep on fighting, you are not going to gain anything. But the Muslim is engaged in a lot of charity work, welfare work. When there was a flood, the Muslim is the one who engaged in reaching out to all the people, the poor, the needy. And because of that, good deed that they have done, Allahu Akbar. Now the Hindus themselves is talking on behalf of Muslims. Why you do this to the Muslims? They are good people. They help us. Nobody help us. They are the one who come to us. They are the one who send food to us. You see, actions speak louder than word. You don't have to talk a lot. Be active, proactive. You only can give more when you have more. But the time you have more, you are so fear that, oh, this is mine, I don't want to depart. You are going to go and everything will go, will leave you. Just an example. The first generation of Muslim is very unique. That's why the minority can change the majority. It's not majority change the minority. Can you imagine 23 years, the whole Makkah and Medina changed? From the land of the disbeliever, become the sacred city of the Muslim. Makkah and Medina become Haramain. Allahu Akbar. And what do Allah say to this group of people who please Allah? وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَلِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. I promise them, Allah make a promise. You just do what you have to do, Allah will make the promise that He said, I will reward them with paradise. What is more important than paradise, brothers and sisters? Nothing. How do you feel, brother and sister, when there's a stream of clear water running in front of your house? Not polluted, fresh, clean, clear water. How do you feel? You feel relaxing? Refreshing? Oh. And Allah said, تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. When you go to paradise, I prepare rivers, not only one rivers, Allahu Akbar. The river of honey, the river of milk, river of wine, and clear, pure water. Allah, you don't have to drink, you can soak inside. Can you imagine swim with honey? Allah, you get sticky. How clean, how soft your skin is. Allahu Akbar. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah said. Allah is said, this is the supreme success. And then Allah continued to tell us again, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَى. I quote this ayah many times. I keep on repeating. Why? Because we need to be reminded again. If you are worried about your iman, if you really want to make sure you have the right iman, right understanding about aqidah Islam, again Allah said, fa in amanu bimithli ma amantum bih faqad ihtadaw. We do not want to be misguided, we want to be guided. And Allah said, if you believe like how they believe, who are they? The Muhajirin wal Ansar believe, then you will be guided. If you want to make sure you're guided, don't run away from that belief. That's all. Don't go and entertain so many other things. Just focus what, how the early generation, the Muhajirin wal Ansar believe. Khalas. Until today, Muslims are so confused about Iman. They don't know who to follow. May Allah help us. Ameen. And now actually we are going to the book about the funeral. I'm not going to say that we are all going to die tomorrow. We don't want to die yet. Because we want to do more for Allah before we die. We want to see our children grow up, healthy children, righteous children, noble children. And now those who have big children, they are waiting for grandchildren. Alhamdulillah, you have all the young baby in front. It's beautiful to look at them. Alhamdulillah. But again, death is certain. Now today, according to what was a double check with Sister Aisha just now, on page 45, talking about wailing. We have discussed about what happened before, and also we also have discussed about how good when the person have the right intention that they put Allah, Islam ahead of everything. Like what happened to Abu Talha and Umm Sulaim last class. We talked about that. This is values. Don't put thing ahead of Iman. Put Islam ahead of everything. That we talk about marriage. We have witnesses after marriage. People die. They're happy for 1 hour. Or 5 hours, sometimes too happy, got heart attack. That's why Islam do not encourage people who go for a wedding to delay your dinner. After your food, leave. Because give them their privacy, they need time together. Can you imagine they spend so much and then they want to be together, they get tired, they have no time to spend time together, and tomorrow they die. It's really a waste. Leave. Makan minum, khalas. Chit chat, next day. Give them at least 1 week. Don't disturb them. For them to get to know each other. Know what they like, what they dislike, so that they have peace and harmony. When person die, all of us are aware. Being human, of course, you feel sad. You cannot say, I'm happy. It's not right for you to say, I'm happy. Even you are happy, keep it inside you. Don't express it. Then people will curse you. People say you have a different agenda. It's not good. Even you're happy, have a good ending, of course. When people have a good ending, you should be happy. Like what happened in time of Abu Talha, you remember? The son passed away. Of course, he feel hurt. Why you don't inform me earlier? She tried to make him happy first. It's not easy, but this is just some example. I don't think we all can do that. If you do that, I think they'll divorce you. Just too bad. You don't tell me. Make him so upset, he divorce you. Even though it is permissible to grieve for the departure of a beloved one, if the grief exceeds the limits, become a form of objection to Allah's qadar. Who decide to take back our life? Allah. You can try to commit suicide. If Allah said no, you wouldn't die. People take poison, drink poison, still they are alive. Yeah. It become totally prohibited if what you do exceed the limit that Islam provide for us. Everything, the beautiful of Islam, brothers and sisters, is everything there is a limit. And it's written, the limit is written. That's why we are so happy with our deen, because the guidance is clear. It's not up to you to think. No, it is stated there. How many days you can mourn? For a wife, how long? Everything is stated clear cut. And may cause suffering if you keep on doing that. You are torturing yourself. And also may cause suffering for the deceased in his grave or in the hereafter. Because of you, the other people is suffering. That's why we remind those who are living, do you know what your father wished from you? Your father just passed away, do you know? He wanted you to move on, to be a strong boy, to be a strong daughter. You must have people to motivate them. You don't have somebody to say, why God do this to you? Then they go with deeper depression. You must know how to bring them up. What do you think if your father is alive now, he won from you? If your mother is still alive, she won from you. No father, no parent want their children to just cry, be sad. They want you to move on, life, move on. Now you should be stronger because your parent is not with you. You should be stronger to represent your parent, make them proud of you. That's how you motivate them. Yeah. And that's why you remember the Prophet did say, إِنَّ الْمَيْتَ لَيُعَزِّبُ بِبُكَاءِ أَحْلِي عَلَيْهِ. You remember the hadith? The deceased will be tortured in the grave because of what? The wailing, the grieving from the living among the family members. But if you have warned them, you don't get crazy, don't grieve unnecessarily, don't get out of control. But if they still do it, you will not be punished for that because you have warned them not to do. But if you do not do that and they carry on with that kind of grieving, they may cause you to suffer. This applies to wailing, hitting the face, tearing the clothes, and so on. This is part of the act of the jahiliyyah. The jahiliyyah do that. And that's why this rule is there. Why did the Prophet command and touch on this matter? Because it was happening in his time. It's not only now, that from then. Wailing is weeping or crying that exceed moderateness to the level of screaming, and is often associated with words of excessive praise for the deceased or objection against Allah's decree. He is so good, he is so deep. Why? That is not. How can you do that? What right do you have to tell Allah why, that everything belongs to him, is up to him to decide? It's his thing. We all belong to Allah. Who give you the right to say why? No. Wailing is an act of jahiliyyah. There are many acts of jahiliyyah before this hadith. Remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man da'a ila asabiyyah wa qatala ala asabiyya faman famaitahu maitatan jahiliyah." The Prophet is trying to tell us, as Muslim, how should we behave? How should we react among ourselves as fellow mankind. He said, if anybody of you, the meaning who are Muslim now, and still they invite people back to racism, tribalism, nationalism, all the ism. Or you fight under the banner of racism. The Prophet said, if you die while you are doing this, you will die as a jahiliyyah. Because that's what the jahiliyyah always do. And Islam is here to break all this barrel and make us like one family. We present mankind, we don't present a tribe. We represent mankind. That's why the Muslims are unique when they talk about something, they talk on behalf of everybody. Black, white, Arab, non-Arab. That make everybody feel that, no, we are one. But today we fail to do that. We don't understand that spirit anymore. Wailing is a practice of jahiliyyah. They incur a severe punishment on Judgment Day. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu, reported that Allah's Messenger have said, أربعٌ في أمتي من أمر الجاهلية لا يتركهنهن الفقر في الأحساب وطعن في الأنساب واستسقاء بالنجوم والنياحة والنائحة إذا لم تتب قبل موتها تقام يوم القيامة وعليها سربال من قطران ودرع من جرب. There are four of the practices of jahiliyyah, non-Islamic, un-Islamic, that my ummah will never drop. Allah. Means the Prophet have foreseen this is going to happen. That's why I'm saying we are so blessed, because the teaching of Islam, the guidance of Allah and the Prophet's teaching, is also telling us what is going to happen. When it happens, it's not a surprise anymore. We are ready to face all these things, so we must be strong. Don't worry what people to say, because whatever you do, they will still say. So you just have to do what you must do. You cannot save others, save yourself. You cannot help others, help yourself. So the Prophet said, there are four of the practices of jahiliyyah that my ummah will never drop. لا يتركونهن. Boasting about social status. When you have some status in the society, the way you dress, the way you walk, very different now. Sometimes, we all know, it's good to be humble. The best dress, Allah said what? Libasu taqwa. The best dress, simple and humble. Simplicity is the best. All of you are well dressed, alhamdulillah. And you are simple, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. There's nothing wrong. But if you can dress, yeah, with a special dress, I know sometimes we have walima is a different dress, you know. Classes, different dress. You know? It's normal. When you know, pray, alhamdulillah, the majority we are the white, yeah, telekong and so on. Yeah? You can dress beautifully for Allah, nothing wrong. Yeah. But you can dress in any dress as long as it's halal and cover your aura. But even how expensive your garment is, how big the stone, yeah, that you have on your finger, no problem. But be humble. Can we be humble with that dress? Yes, it's up to you. If you're an officer in the government with 2 stars or 3 stars or general, you can wear and still be humble. But suddenly you wear, you change your character. Then you know. And that's why the Prophet dressed very simple. When Omar conquered Rome and Persia, and they got all the jewelry, the dress from the king, the emperor, and passed it to Omar, he said, you have more right to dress this kind of dress than the emperor of Rome and Persia. You are the chosen caliph. Allah bless you. Ya Omar, Amir al-Mu'minin, this is yours. When he looked at what they have presented to him, he cried. Where is Omar, the great caliph? That some of the companions got shocked. Why? Why are you sad? Allah give you all this victory. He said, I am worried that this ummah is going to be weakened, is going to be destroyed because of this dunya. And it's so true. That's where we try our best to control ourselves. Yeah? See, dress can play important roles on that. Some young people, very young, no knowledge about Islam, but they dress jubah and turban. You know? And sometimes you have problem. People say, wow, alim, you know, hafiz. But they're not even hafiz, they just love their uniform. It's misleading. That's why in Islam you don't have special dress for special people. Mufti, this dress. No. Qadi, this dress. Everybody dressing. But the Prophet, the Sahaba, they dress so humble. To the extent that, you know, 14 patches. Our Omar dressed a garment with 14 patches. Torn patch again. If you open our cupboard today, only Allah knows. Yeah. Don't know. Not enough. Cupboard is not enough. Yeah. Until all the clothes have been off size already, because we still keep hanging. We're confused. Maybe you can be humble, noble. Nothing wrong to dress nicely, but don't boast around with your status. Number one. Number two, defaming the kinship relationship for some tribes and races. Defaming the kinship relationship. You are not supposed to do that. Nobody is perfect. You have some problems, sit down. You can't help them, pray for them. That's all. But now you have people, the jealousy, the enviness from one to another cause them to defame each other. Is that happening? Until today. The Prophet said it's true, until today it's happening. Number three, seeking rain by means of stars, astrology. Mean the people want rain? Ask Allah. The Prophet have taught us, if there's no rain, salat is discord. When there's no rain, call upon the ummah, let us come out and perform prayer. Is this called, sisters and brothers, highly recommended? When you don't experience rain for some time, you need rains like Middle East and so on. We have experienced that from the 70s. When the king was very beloved by the nation, King Malik Faisal was still alive. We were a student in Medina, and there was about more than 4 to 5 months no rain in Saudi. You know, in Saudi Arabia, it's not easy to get rain. Then they feel the heat, they feel the drought is getting longer. So the king summoned the scholars, do you think we should announce? It's a national announcement. Let us perform Salat Istisqa. It came from the king. The king feel for the country. He has no problem with water. The palace always have enough water. But he feel for the country. Then the order was given out. And where do you pray? The best place is an open area, not in the mosque. Under the sun. Of course, you do it in the morning, so they don't feel the heat. Yeah? And Allah is so great. I experienced, I was there at that time. Before the end of prayer, rains come. Allah. Because there is a khutbah for istisqa. You pray, and there is a khutbah. And normally, in the time the Prophet, when they salat istisqa, when they are praying, the Prophet normally, if he wear an extra garment, a coat around him, when he pray for the changes of the weather, he will turn back and wear the garment upside down. The one in, out, out, in. Yeah, it's a symbol of change. And then Allah Karim, when you ask Allah, Allah will respond. You must be humble. You must tell Allah, I need your help. Oh, today, a lot of people have been asking Allah, but we don't really need His help. We just ask for the sake of asking. And then sometimes it's up to Him. I was reminded by some student in Cyberjaya last week when I was given lecture. It was very interesting. Because we are so used to end our prayer, anything, with inshallah. The word inshallah. That sometimes we overlook that it's not right to say that word after you make a prayer. You cannot. But sometimes we are so used, we say, let us pray, may Allah guide us, inshallah. Because we are so used with the word inshallah. No? Let us pray, may Allah forgive all our sin, inshallah. So a brother approached me later on. I want to ask Sheikh, can we pray and end with inshallah? Then I recap. Thank you for your reminder. I didn't mean that, but slip of the tongue, we are so used to inshallah. Because the Prophet never allowed his ummah to pray and ask Allah for something and end with inshikta. It's like inshallah. Inshallah or inshikta mean if you wish. Wow. That means you don't really ask me and hope for me to answer your prayer. It's up to me. Of course, it's up to Allah. But you don't have to add. You can say what? Amen. Yeah. You can say Amen. Oh Allah, give me help. You don't have to add inshallah. Yeah. Just stop there. But sometimes so used to it, then I said thank you for the reminder. I don't really mean that. I know you just what you just said. I remember what the Prophet said. Yeah, that don't pray. At the end of the prayer, you put inshallah. Meaning, you don't really want Allah to respond. You want Allah to respond. So if you want anything, especially you ask for rain, ask directly from Allah. Do the prayer. Now we are so confused. Can you imagine? Prophet have taught us, companion have done that, the four great imam have done that. Today, when you want to ask for rain, do you know normally what they will say? Let us pray Salatul Hajah. Where do you come up with this prayer? The Prophet taught you, you want rain, ask istisqa with a khutbah. Why we are so confused? Because we don't follow. We don't follow the four imam, neither we follow the companion, neither we follow the prophet. We follow what we want to do. And the last one, veiling. Why the Prophet said that? Because until now you can experience some people still do that. And I believe majority of them who still carry on with this four Jahiliya act, they don't really have a sound knowledge and understanding about Quran and Sunnah. Those who have learned, I think they will make changes, inshallah. As for the wailing woman, the Prophet repeat, if she does not repent before death, before she died, or a wailing man, because normally they say women feel lost, yeah, compared with men. Yeah. If she do not repent before her death, she will be raised on resurrection day wearing a garment of liquid pitch and a shirt of scabies as a punishment. May Allah Rabbul Alameen, you know, give us the understanding, the hikmah, yeah, not to do all this project. The Prophet is telling this will happen. Now it doesn't mean you all should get involved. No, no, no. But you will witness that this thing will keep on happening, like the killing in the Middle East, the war, the killing, harash, hara. The Prophet have mentioned in the hadith 1,400 years ago, this is going to happen. Refugees from this country will leave the country because of protection, and it's happening. So for people of understanding, people who read the Quran Sunnah, to us, we are not caught by surprise. Only we must learn so that this thing don't counter. We are not the cause. That is important. It's going to happen, but we should not be the cause. You stay away. Now look at the Prophet's covenant against veiling. Veiling is such a serious sin that Prophet Muhammad required the woman to make promise with him to go against this act, this kind of emotional expression. Atiyah reported at the time of Bay'ah. Yeah, you know what is Bay'ah, yeah? Bay'ah means the man, when they do Bay'ah, they hold hand with the Prophet. Make an oath of allegiance that I will obey. I will not disobey, I will not betray you. Whatever you want me to do, I will just do. It's a kind of agreement that you make with the Prophet. But when the Prophet make any agreement with the woman, none of them will shake his hand. Just by word. Allah's Messenger took our covenant that we will not will none of the women who were present fulfill their covenant except five. They can say yeah, but when thing happen, yeah, I think being human again, you know, we may sometime because of our love, you know, our emotional feeling is so strong, we feel. Yeah. The five are Sulaim, Al-A'la, Sabra's daughter, and Mu'az. Yeah. Wailing is an act of disbelief. The Prophet said in other hadith, Isnatani fin nas huma bihim kufr, ta'nun fin nasab wa niyahatu alal mayyit. Two of the people's practices are acts of disbelief, kufr, dishonoring kinship ties and wailing over the dead. Dishonoring kinship ties is become more rampant today because of politics, because of wealth, because of dunya, we defame each other. Where Islam is here to strengthen the family ties. We may disagree, but we don't have to defame each other. Don't create fitna. If you know what you do is correct based on the Quran and Sunnah, they are not doing it correctly, you educate them, share with them. They don't want to follow, you pray for them. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. You carry out your responsibility, then you have sabr. You cannot win 10 of them, you win 5 of them. You cannot win 5 of them, you can win over 1 of them. At least do something first. You cannot change the elders, change the young one. How to change the young one? Gain their respect first. Show them that you care, you love them. Spend on them wisely, no problem. And then get them closer and closer. They love this auntie love them, give them this, but don't give them all the smartphone yet. You're going to break them away, further and further away. Give them treat, good makan, and then talk to them. Then they feel attached to you. They feel closer to you. You spend on them, normally they feel for you when you spend on them. Immediately they say, this auntie is coming, I'm sure auntie is going to bring biscuit, chocolate, no problem. If not, auntie, they heard the auntie come, they just run away. The police woman is coming, they say, no, he's coming to tell her, wrong this, wrong that. So we don't do that. You have to win them over, the young one. The young one is easier sometimes. Lastly, sisters and brothers, this for today. No exception. Allah's Messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't forget to make salawat upon him, did not allow veiling even over his own son. Abu Hurairah reported when Ibrahim died, this is the last son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who passed away. He has Qasim and Abdullah, but Ibrahim was the last one. And when Ibrahim passed away, the Jahiliyyah, the pagan, was very happy. Halal, our God have cursed this man Muhammad, because he have no son to carry down his name anymore. People will forget about him. No? Because normally when you don't have boys, because the boy is going to carry your surname. Then it's gone. You have a daughter, the daughter married with other people, and then got children, your grandchildren, but that grandchildren will follow the name of the other side, not your side. So to the Jahiliyyah, the pagan, they say, our God have cursed this man, and this man, his God have abandoned him. Now he have nothing to be proud in the future. Khalas, people will forget him. And that was the time the Prophet ﷺ do feel. Usama bin Zaid scream, of course. Allah's Messenger intervened, saying, "Laysa haza minni." This is not of my teaching. Of course, when we love somebody, we felt so sad, and then you cry out, you scream aloud. A screamer has no right to do that. Even when they scream, you don't have the right to scream for that. When somebody is doing something so wrong, you want to correct them from a distance, you can scream at them. When you want to call azan, you can scream. Allah, people will sleep. Scream, raise up your voice. When the teacher is teaching, you can raise your voice. But for this, you don't have to do it. But the Prophet said, the hearts get sad. It's normal. You must feel sad if the one that passed away is someone that you love, so attached to you. The eyes shed tears. It's normal. It's nothing wrong. But the Lord may never be angered because of this. That's why the Prophet ﷺ shed tears.
No, maybe my voice too loud. Then wake up the baby. Allahu Akbar.
Now what do we learn from this, brothers and sisters? Back to the history of Ibrahim. When Ibrahim passed away, of course, being the Prophet, the father, that this is the last son. Because all the children of the Prophet passed away before him, except Fatima. Fatima passed away after 6 months. And the Prophet passed, because she asked for that. She said to the Prophet, to the father, "Father, make me, ask Allah to let me the first to follow you after this." Because she loved the fathers too. Of course, the Prophet prayed, but at the Qadr, after 6 months, she passed away. Among the family of the Prophet, the fastest to follow the Prophet after the Prophet passed away is Fatima. Fatima, Allahu Akbar, very brave lady, a very brave girl. When people put najis on the top of the Prophet, dead animal, when he was making sujood, nobody dare and throw that thing, pick up that thing and throw it, except Fatima. Fatima fear nobody. For the sake of truth, to protect the father, she is always there. How do you feel, brothers and sisters, when your children is there to protect you? To be your bodyguard. That's why when you look at some of the brothers, the boy or bulky, you know, a lot of fat, cholesterol, you know, it's also good sometimes. From outside, people say, "Oh, you big size," you know. I say, you can be a good bodyguard to your parent, you know. At least your parent move, you're there. But don't be bossy, you know. When they go shopping, you must carry their thing. You don't be a bodyguard, you just carry yourself, you forget to carry their, you know, all their plastic bag and so on. You must do the hard thing. Then when this thing happened, Prophet, being a human, being a father, very sad. He shed tears. But it's not wailing. It's normal. Sometimes when you're happy, also you shed tears. The tear of happiness. Then a surah was revealed. Remember what surah was revealed? Come on. What surah was revealed? The shortest surah in the Quran, what surah? Al-Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. Allah is telling the Prophet that inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. Ka to Prophet Muhammad. Indeed, we have given you a lot of goodness. A lot of good things will happen to you. Fasalli li Rabbi. What we have to do when we receive all the blessing of Allah, don't forget to be grateful to Him, to be thankful to Allah, by praying. That's why when any good thing happens, sujood, shukr. Be thankful. Not just to be thankful when you receive, wanhar, ready to depart, ready to give, ready to contribute, sacrifice. Inna shani akahual abtar. What is the meaning of that? You start to open the page of the Quran from behind or from front. It's from behind, you have sure to have come across this surah. The shortest surah in the whole Quran, 3 ayah. Inna shani akahul abtar. Allah is telling the Prophet, you don't have to worry. Whoever hate you, whoever humiliate you now, they will be destroyed. They will destroy. But the Prophet's name has been honored until today. Every Muslim remember him. And remember him in the good way, the best way. We also remember Abu Lahab, but in the bad, worst way. Abu Lahab, astaghfirullah. You know?
Whoever like to go against the Prophet, he is just like Abu Lahab. So sometimes if you want to be very hard on the people who anti the Sunnah, their character is like Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab hate the Prophet's teaching. But today if you say Sunnah, Sunnah, people don't like. But they can say Sunnah, you can't. Because your Sunnah and their Sunnah is different. Because our Sunnah is without bid'ah, their Sunnah plus bid'ah. Because we know when there's a Sunnah, there's no bid'ah. When there's iman, there's no kufur. Yeah. When they have tawhid, there's no shirik. We know that there must be a difference. When there's halal, that means the haram thing is not there. When haram, that means the halal thing is not there. We know that. But you have other group, they like to plus plus. No problem, they said. As long as you have good intention. That is the beginning of all problem. When you make changes, you plus, you minus, that means you have go against Allah's command when Allah said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Today I have perfected my religion for you. I have completed my favor upon you. And this is the religion that I choose for you. Don't change, don't plus, don't minus. Just be a good follower. Read, understand the way the Prophet wants us to understand, because Allah revealed the verses to the Prophet. Only he understands the word of Allah more than any one of us. And the reason that Allah called us to follow his messenger, because when the Prophet conveyed the Quran, Allah said, La yantik ma yantik ala hawa illa wahyun yuha. The Prophet will never put his opinion, his idea, except what Allah want him to reveal, to convey to the others. May Allah Rabbul Alameen help us not to do anything more than what Allah and the Prophet allowed us to do. Amen. We will continue the other part in the coming class. If there's any Q&A, now is question and answers. But Fadal, any sisters, any question? Question from the sisters? Now, you have the mic. Pass to the sisters.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ustaz, I just want to check with you that someone had gave me a book, asked me to dua every morning, what's called Bismillah Lima, sebelum we drink the water.
Before you drink water?
Bismillah Lima. So they have like...
Bismillah Lima, you mean?
Yeah. And also there's got Bismillah Tuju. You know, this kind of...
Can I have a look at the book, please?
Oh, here I can.
Okay. I just try to understand what is written first. It's written here, I don't know whether it's the printer having some problem or what, wallahu alam. It's in Malay, yeah? Orang yang beramal dengan Bismillah tujuh. Under the topic Bismillah lima. Apabila menghampiri tempat orang membuat kuih yang menggunakan yeast,
menyebabkan kui yang menggunakan yeast seperti kui pao atau tapai tidak menjadi. Pao akan menjadi keras. Begitu juga dengan tapai. Untuk mengatasi masalah ini supaya orang yang beramal dengan bismillah 7 tidak menyusahkan orang yang membuat kui, maka hendaklah beramal juga dengan bismillah 5, mula 7 dan 5. When you said 5, is written what is written, yeah, I just quote. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, we all know that is the full bismillah. We have no problem about that. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Number 2. Bismillahi kafi. Number 3. Bismillahi muafi. Number 4. Bismillahi lazi la yadru ma ismi syairun fil ardi wala fis sama wa huwa samiu. No problem from us because the hadith on this and that. But the rest, I don't know. Yeah. And that's why book something like that, we don't encourage anybody to read. Why? We get confused as a layman, we don't understand the difference, and there is no hadith to back up. Just they think it's good, but I think nobody's zikir is better the Prophet's zikir. If this is something good, the Prophet himself have done it, and the companions should have been practicing it, because companions are very faithful followers. Everything the Prophet loved, they love. Not like you and me. We love what we love most, you know. The companion, if the Prophet love that color, they choose that color. If the Prophet love to wear sandal, they wear sandal. And if the Prophet sandal is this design, they choose that design. Some of the Allahu Akbar. We can. But the Prophet never call you to do all these things. Yeah? He just want you to follow what he want you, not what he himself do as a human. He's a human, he's an Arab, he has his own taste and feeling. Anything that is not religion, he never said, you should follow me. Anything religion, he fought. So, we never come across any hadith say that this is the way you should recite Bismillah. Yeah. So, don't worry about this, you can just... Yeah. Your first thing also you recite this in the morning, yeah. Just say Bismillah, inshallah. Just say Bismillah, yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. I would recommend all of us to have the little booklet on fortress, yeah. The Muslim, yeah, Muslim fortress. Is the best book yet. Because they got references. When they say recite this from the Prophet, companions confirm, the hadith confirm authentic. At least we practice something with confidence, with reference. And then at least if in the day of judgment, if you ask, why you recite this? Because I follow the Prophet. We are worried, brothers and sisters. The Prophet have taught us what to recite before you eat, before you drink, and everything, and after food, morning, evening. There are so many du'a the Prophet have taught us. We don't even remember. And why must be over busy to go and plus new one? That the Prophet also don't know. Can you imagine? Are you telling us that we know better than the Prophet? Our zikir is better than Prophet zikir? I don't know. If you think so, I just ask Allah to protect me from all this kind of feeling. Yeah, so, yeah, you just say Bismillah. Bismillahillazi la yadru is good. Yes. But even you recite this, please don't blow into the water. The Prophet forbid any blowing direct to the water. If you blow, don't drink. But suddenly you want to drink, you say Bismillah, a fly just land. Suddenly, accidentally the fly, poof, you look at the fly. What should you do? Pick up the fly, throw it away? No. Before you want to pick up that fly, you take some object, a spoon or anything, you press the fly downward. He's there already. But before you want to throw him out, you just press it down, because the Prophet said, when you press the fly downward, two of the wings will open. When he land, maybe only one wing that open, the other wing do not open. Maybe because of the alignment, he got accident, he fall. So before you want to throw that fly, you push it down, the wings will open. One wing produce cure. If there is some germ there or some bad thing, but the other wing will produce cure. It will neutralize. Throw the fly, drink the water. Bismillah lazilla ya duruma, drink, no problem. But normally I don't think we do that. Maybe the only reason you can argue with the people today, the fly in the tent of the Prophet, different fly. Our fly is Malaysian fly. They land all the rubbish, you know. Maybe the fly is just on the dry land, it's different. But the Prophet never said the Saudi fly is different from the Malaysian fly. As long as it's under the category of a fly, you can do that. Yeah. I mean, Islamically, you can do that. But if you don't have that faith, it's different. You feel eerie, God, it disturbs the peace of mind, then just change. So don't have to practice thing that no backup by any of the hadith. And just do what the Prophet have taught us. Next, any other question from the sisters? No more question from the sisters. Any last question from the brothers? No. Yeah. You do, okay.
Yeah, assalamualaikum, Ustaz.
Waalaikum salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Okay, I have a question. What's the thing? Okay. How do you instill the value of gratitude amongst children and teenagers?
Among children and teenagers. If you go back to the Tarbiyah al-Islamiyah, the way the Prophet's upbringing towards children, you must keep on reminding the children. Children need to be reminded. So that's why each time when somebody gives you something, say what? Thank you. Thank you. Auntie, thank you, uncle. Don't just grab the thing and then just run away. Control them. That's why from young, when they want to eat, drink, call them to say Bismillah. After food, say Alhamdulillah. Why? Because children don't know. They are innocent. They don't know. You must implant that value. This is from Allah. This risk is from Allah. Even we are the parent who prepare for you. But all this risk is from Allah. Be thankful to Him. That's why you say Bismillah. That's why you say Alhamdulillah. But problem today, we may have taught them some time ago. Then we leave them. We just leave it to them. We did not monitor and follow up. So as they grow, they are so busy with other things, they tend to forget. And that's why when we are training our children at home or for every single day, they have memorized. As long as they are still with us, we make sure they recite all this dua every day. And we break them into groups so that the elders will lead the young one and take turn. Maybe five groups. Everyone must make sure that everyone recite, not one recite the rest. This kind of training is important. It's like praying. How do you install the love towards praying? Make sure they pray every day. Especially if you are at home, wake them up. Call them to pray with you. Don't say, have you prayed? Yes, 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 yes. We don't know their yes is Y-E-S or I don't know what kind of yes is that. And sometimes say, not yet. I pray myself in my room. 2 minutes, they're out. You finish, yeah? Finish already. you must monitor. No, pray together. When we said pray together, we hope if we monitor and supervise daily, inshallah, it will be in them, instill in them, then they will follow up by themselves. But being human, it's just like us. You know, we recite the dua here every morning, Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, you recite the dua again. We hope that you recite too. If not, you only recite Wednesday once a week with me. After that, I don't know. You do it daily. Yeah? Even an elderly person, you must do it daily. Then they'll be grateful. But when you call them to recite this, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, make them understand. So they understand the value. Oh, Alhamdulillah is to thanks Allah have provided this food for us, and also our parents who have provided this food for us. That's good. And then each time when you see anybody give anything, what do you say? Thank you. It's just like how to show respect to others. When the auntie come in, the uncle, what do you say? Call uncle. Call. We want them to acknowledge this is the uncle figure. This is the auntie figure. Don't call by name. This is very good. I don't know, Muslims should have done that. But Chinese tradition do that. My younger sisters and all my aunts, if their children come down, go, yeah, go and wish uncle, auntie. This is a very good value. So that they know who they are talking to. This is their uncle, it's not a friend. This is an auntie, not just a friend. Today, we only say salam, salam. We want them to, pakcik, makcik. We want them to say, abang. Acknowledge that is their brother. Acknowledge that is the sister, the elder sister. But now confused, the young say, I'm kakak. And sometimes we also call them kakak. Sometimes we also get very confused, you know. And children feel they are young, they feel they are kakak now. So they order you now. No, ini anak, not kakak. Yeah? Please, be careful with your word. Your word have impact. Yeah? It build up their character. So that will be the best way. Don't give up. Do it continuously, istiqamah, and keep on praying. May Allah make it easy for them. Yeah? Any last one? Last question? That question just now is from you or from your good? Yeah? I'm worried it's an incoming through the internet. Yeah? Any internet question? No, good. Because we are online actually. And we are on YouTube. Yeah. That means other people who are overseas are so following this class. We have informed the other brothers and sisters wherever we go, say whoever have the interest to follow, you can follow at this time and so on. So may Allah guide all of us, brothers and sisters, and please don't forget, I just want to remind again, yeah? I need to remind for the goodness of every one of us. This is for our Saturday class announcement for new Muslim and not yet Muslim. Our Saturday class, we focus on new Muslim and also not yet Muslim. For our Saturday reverts and not yet Muslim, most of them who come may not be just for learning. They do not just come because of learning. Many of them basically need a friend. Someone who they can connect with and feel comfortable with, so that when they face challenges, they can have someone to ask. Someone are very shy, they don't know who to ask because they do not know you, you are a stranger, so they don't approach you. Most of the time, they are very shy and keep everything to themselves. That's why we always encourage our old-timer to be friendly, to always approach, you know, see any new faces, approach them, Assalamu alaikum, sister, are you new here, first time, second time, third time, get to know them, close to them. Yeah? Ta'arafu, Allah said, get to know each other. What that, with that in mind, we need sisters who are willing to take the time to be a friend to them. For example, Ramadan is coming very close. We can invite for iftar, breakfast together twice or three times in Ramadan. No need every day, it'd be a burden. Even you can't, then invite them together to perform the night prayer, Taraweeh prayer. If they're far away, you are close to them, you go and take that. I will pick you up, example. Outside Ramadan, maybe if you have some time, no, if they call you, you can say, do you like to have coffee and tea with me? Now, this kind of approach, ikram, in Islam called ikram, you honor them, show them that you care for them. The class has grown bigger. We started maybe 30, 20, now the class has grown bigger, and we have more people to attend to. And we want to reach out to them and show them that we here as student of knowledge, we are Al-Qadim members, means we are here to serve mankind. That's why we choose this name, Al-Qadim, to train everyone, every student, to prepare to serve. For the sake of Allah. Maybe those who are not yet Muslim will become Muslim very fast because of our approach that we care, now we love them for the sake of Allah. And when those who have problem, the reverse, we can help them very fast because they share with us. When they keep it to themselves until something serious happens, it's not that we are not there to help, a bit difficult. But if from the beginning they have been asking and we know how to help them, it make it easy for us and easy for them. So this is just an announcement for our sister today. Anyone who think they have some time, you report to Sister Aisha. Sister Aisha is in front here now. They will have your contact. Then one day when we gather, everybody will brief you how to go about it. At least we know who to contact, who to follow up in the future, inshallah. So may Allah bless all of us. Whatever we learn, sisters and brothers, try your best. Raditu billahi rabba. Please Allah. Wa bil Islami dina. Follow the Islamic guidance. Wa bi Muhammadin nabiyya. And the sunnah of the Prophet. You will never go wrong. Yeah? Amin. Wa billahi taufiqi wal akri da'wana. Walhamdulillah bil alamin. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Lastly, I forgot, any one of you who still have issue about their fast before this coming Ramadan, please come forward and tell us. We show you how to clear it before it's too late. Don't come into this Ramadan with debts that you have earlier. Make sure that you come in clean, inshallah.